You still see him?
Yes, he hasn't moved.
His contact is late, I think.
We aren't sure of the exact time.
True. But we certainly know who he is contacting.
You're not going to pick them both up.
What is the point? It will be useful if we let their local agent free to wander, as they say. Who knows what other little...
There!
What?
There he is. They're talking.
So, there is the case. Handed over. And the local man walks off. Now, Percy, let's go and get it.
Excuse me. I'm afraid I'm lost, you see, and I wondered if you could...
Is he dead?
Quite dead.
Then take his case, and I will get them to remove the body. I don't want Mr. Spencer Dickens to know that his messenger is a dead man, do we?
My name's Adam Kane.
Springbok Radio presents Adam Kane.
A calling card.
No, it's in the case.
I do.
Oh, I'll pattern you.
Contacts. I pay my contacts. They tell me things. This was one of those things. A DI6 courier is on his way back from Eastern Europe with a dark brown leather briefcase. In the case is a complete blueprint of Warsaw Pact installations in southeastern Europe.
Oh. Do you know when he arrives?
This afternoon. I've even got the flight number. Oh.
They'll meet him at the airport.
That isn't the way they do things. He gets a cab from Heathrow all the way into London. He gets out at Curzon Street, pays the cabbie and goes straight upstairs where he delivers the case to Vivian Spencer Dickens. That's the way they do it.
Oh. I'd have thought they'd meet him at the airport.
Listen, darling, I've been in this game a long time. When I pay 2,000 for information, I expect it to be accurate.
2,000?
Cheap at the price.
But we don't have 2,000.
Not now, we don't.
Oh, honestly, Gerald, this is so dangerous. I mean, I wish we'd stuck to the industrial stuff. The money wasn't too bad.
Just how much do you think that sort of stuff would be worth, darling? All the Warsaw Pact installations in southeastern Europe.
Oh, well, I've no idea, I'm sure.
200,000.
What?
Worth a lot more, actually. But that's what I'm going to ask for it. And they'll pay 200,000 quid. No questions asked. Tax-free.
Oh, Gerald. Do be careful.
It's not dangerous. That's the beauty of the whole thing. It's not dangerous.
You're very happy today. I said you're very happy. Chirping away like a lark.
Oh, yes, it is a lovely day, isn't it? I haven't seen it like this since when... I can't remember.
It rained this morning.
Did it?
And it looks a lot like more rain this afternoon.
But the feeling in the air! Spring, old boy, can't you feel it?
No, it's bleeding perky.
Oh, Adam, your soul is so moody today.
Oh, blimey.
A lovely day. Today's the day Mitchell gets back.
Mitchell?
Oh, you know Mitchell. He's the one who... Oh, no, you don't know, do you?
No.
Mitchell went into Prague 3 days ago. Small courier job. He's bringing me something back. A briefcase.
Nice for you. You've got a briefcase.
Adam, it's the contents, man, the contents. A week ago, we received through our Prague agent the magnificent news that he's managed to buy, for a ridiculously low price, incidentally... the complete breakdown of Warsaw Pact installations in southeastern Europe.
Blimey.
Mm-hmm. You see? Impressive, isn't it?
Yeah, well, we haven't seen them yet. They could be so much bumps.
Oh, no, that... You don't really think so, do you? Oh, no, surely not. Our man vouched for them. They wouldn't be forgeries. Our experts would spot them at once.
What'll you do if they are? Ask for your money back?
Do be serious, Adam. They are not forgeries.
This is the genuine thing. A leak at the very top. A briefcase full of blueprints. Mitchell collected them, and Mitchell gets back this afternoon. I can just see Devonish's face.
You mean he doesn't know?
Well, no. It's a little coup of my own, actually. I came by the information. Since Price was so reasonable, I gave him the go-ahead.
You sly old devil, you.
Lovely day, isn't it?
Yeah, lovely. Now, you want me to go out to Heathrow and pick him up then, eh?
Oh, no, no, that won't be necessary. We're adopting the usual courier procedure. He makes his own way here. Taxi from the airport. Far less conspicuous.
Watch the blokes of briefcases. Our man's got a brown leather one.
Oh, there's one.
That's not brown, it's black.
Oh, it might be dark brown.
It's black.
Oh, there's so many people. We'll miss him. I know we will.
No, we won't. They come through slowly after customs. One or two at a time. Just keep looking.
What if they're meeting him? What if he has his own car?
He hasn't. Now then, three more coming. Brown case, keep your eyes open. There he is.
Oh, that one.
He's got the case, it's him.
Oh, there might be others somewhere.
No, no, that's the one. That's the case. That's what he said. That's what he said it would look like. Come on, Mum, quick. Watch which way he goes.
Heading straight out.
Oh, he would, no luggage on the plane. Come on.
Taxi! I say, taxi! Oh, that was quick.
Where to, good?
Into the city. Curzon Street, actually.
Curzon Street. Right, good, hold tight.
What's the time?
Nearly three.
He's late.
No, he isn't. The plane only got in at two. He's had to clear customs, find a taxi. It takes time. The traffic and everything. It takes time, babe.
I do hope nothing's gone wrong.
One in the eye if it
has. I don't say those things.
Sorry, sir. Shall I see what's happened to the sea?
Would you? There's a good fellow. Sure you know the way, driver?
Curzon Street, you said.
Sure, this isn't the way.
Sure, good. The road's up at one end. Can't get through that way.
Oh, I see.
I'll be there in no time.
Well, it's rather urgent.
Aye. Nothing to worry about.
No, just a moment. That isn't... Driver. Stop.
What? What's the matter?
We're wrong. You're going in quite the wrong direction.
Are you sure?
We're miles from Curzon Street. Why are you stopping?
Just going to check. There'll be a moment.
Now, just a moment. You can't... Where do you think you're going?
Sorry, mate, you'll have to get out.
What?
Out of the car. Come on.
But why? I don't see...
Show you in a moment. Come on.
What's going on, bud?
You aren't going to Curzon Street.
No, just...
And don't do anything silly, mate.
You can't shoot me here, in the street.
Let's have a crack. See what I can do and what I can't do.
Okay, Gerald.
Number one. Can you get me? Nice new car. Come on, move.
For heaven's sake, Viv, come and sit down.
He's not coming. Something's happened to him.
He was on the plane.
I know that. I phoned Air Britannia. Yes, he was on the plane. And then what? The plane landed, he passed through customs and vanished.
He's been held up somewhere. Taxi's got a puncture.
Oh, you don't believe that, do you?
No. But it's possible.
They got him, Adam.
Who's got him?
I haven't the faintest idea.
KGB?
Could be anyone. Although, who could possibly have known?
Oh, well.
Where are you going?
Just have to go and look for him, I suppose.
Where will you start?
Airport, I suppose.
Wait a moment. I'm coming with you.
Fine.
He's fine.
Yay! Oh, Jenny, stop it. It's not funny. me.
Marley, my sweet. My sweet, sweet thing. We've zon it, Luke. We've ripped off the DI6 case. We know what's inside. We know, and they're going to pay. They must pay.
Why don't we open it, Mitchell?
We can't. It's locked.
Then ask him in there, the courier. They must have a key.
No, they don't do things like that. There's only two keys. The man in Eastern Europe has one, and Spencer Dickens has the other. The courier never has a key.
Oh. How'd you find out so much?
Because it doesn't pay not to know what you're about, darling. So I found out. Oh. Come on.
Oh, well, what happens now?
Well, we told DI6 that we've got their case.
Oh, you mean just ring them up? Look up the number and the directory?
No, Marnie. No. We go there, into his office. We say good morning, have a cup of tea. Oh, yes, we phone them up, darling. You phone them up. I've got the number. Just do it right, because that number cost me a lot of money.
Baka.
Not a sign of him.
Yeah. He's been got at all right.
We must find him, Adam.
Yeah. But it isn't going to be easy.
No.
I don't think it's KGB.
Why not?
Well, they could have picked him up in Prague. Why wait for London?
Good point.
You know, that's a silly system, letting a courier make his own way here from here.
Perhaps, but it is the system. They've been doing it like that for years. Now, I wonder. Spencer Dickens.
Black here, sir.
Black?
Agent Traffic.
Oh, yes.
A signal from Aristotle, sir.
From who?
Our man in Prague.
Prague.
Sir.
Go ahead, Black. Quickly, man.
Yes, sir. Aristotle reports contact condition green.
Well, go on.
Well, that's all, sir. Condition green. Drop was successful. Just thought you'd like to know that, sir.
Thank you.
Oh, well, do me a favour, will you, sir? When Mitchell comes in, ask him to drop down and see me.
When he... Yes, thank you, Black. The Prague drop went off all right. So where the... This must be Mitchell. Spencer Dickens.
Hello. Look, we've got him.
What?
Going to the foaming tankard in Tocknell Street. That's in Soho.
Tocknell's?
Tell the barman who you are.
Come on, all right.
Told you, mate, when it pays off.
That isn't good enough.
I haven't got that much on me.
Then find it by tonight. I'll shot the old bleeding thing.
The firming tanker. It doesn't look much, does it?
No, it's a dive, mate.
What's through there?
Strip show, probably. Yeah.
What a very nice place to be. Oh, dear.
What's the matter?
Well, she said to tell the barman who I was. There isn't one.
Well, there must be.
Look.
Here. Oh, yeah. See what you mean. It's a bird.
A barmaid.
Yeah. That's who they must mean.
The wildest stretch of imagination couldn't describe that as a man.
Whoa.
Yes?
Oh, good morning. Afternoon, rather.
Nice and polite, dearie. What's it to be?
Well, you see, my name's Spencer Dickens.
Pleased to meet you, dear. I'm Consuela. That's Spanish.
Yes, well, this is the firming tankard, isn't it?
Yeah. You all right?
Yes, of course. But someone said to me to make myself known to the barmaid. There might be something for me.
This isn't that sort of
thing. No. I mean a message, a letter, perhaps.
Letter? Oh, letter. You, Spencer, what have you?
Dickens.
That's right. Here you are. Letter for you.
You're sweating.
It is rather warm in here, isn't it? Shall we go?
I'll just start in an old draft.
I'll buy you another somewhere else. Come on. To open it.
It's addressed to you.
I don't look.
Force yourself.
We have your man and your case. It will cost you 100,000 quid for each. We'll contact you again at 6. Don't go anywhere.
That all?
This is the end of my career, Adam.
Oh, come on, it's not as bad as that.
Of course it is. Don't you see, this was my operation from the beginning. I had no sanction from Devenish.
And you slipped up. They'll give you credit for trying.
Where am I going to find £200,000?
You'll have to ask the governor.
I daren't.
Or Mitchell gets killed and you lose the case.
Where did it go wrong?
That's what I've been asking myself. Someone grassed.
What?
There's been a leak right here. It's the only way.
But there couldn't have been.
Who else knew about the operation?
No one. The man in Prague, Mitchell, even he didn't know what was in the case, and myself. Oh, yeah, the man in traffic. What's his name?
Black.
Yes, Black, that's all.
It might be Mitchell himself.
It couldn't be the Prague man.
And it might be Black.
What are you going to do?
Since I can't see Mitchell, I'm going to have a word with Mr. Black.
Come on, old Bright, you're in over your head, man.
What do you mean? It's gone like clockwork. Mitchell's in there, nicely locked up. And here's the case. You'll have to pay.
You're booking the whole of the Secret Service, the British Secret Service, you realise that?
Well, it was your idea.
Yes, wasn't it? So now I want my money, don't I?
What can I give you until they pay?
They're not going to pay.
They're not?
DI6 never pays. It's against department policy. They send an agent in to clear it up.
But you said...
You're in a spot, aren't you, Albright? You and that nice little bird of yours. You want a fag?
You told me... You said it was a piece of cake. You said they'd cough up like lambs, big money. That's what you said.
Do you mind if I have a fag?
You've shot me, haven't you? You've set me up for a bleeding march.
That's right.
All right. What do you want me to do?
Nothing. You sit here and wait. I'll arrange the deal. You'll get something out of it if you look after that bag nicely.
Black.
Who's that?
Inside. Close the door.
The blazes are here.
Put the light on. Right. Let's sit down and have a little chat, Black.
You're Kane.
Right, and you're Black. Yeah, makes sense now. I wonder where I've seen you before.
In agent traffic, that's where I work. What is all this nonsense?
Not in agent traffic. In a foeman bleating tankard. That's where, Black. What were you doing in a foeman's tankard this afternoon?
Place in Soho. I'm waiting for a noggin. Nothing wrong with that, is there?
Yeah. You've slipped up, Black. And I want you to tell me all about it.
All about what? This is nonsense. Here, look, do you mind if I...
Yeah, I do mind if you smoke. Let's see what's in that pocket. Thought so. I'll have a gun. I can get very nasty, Black. I must have told you that in agent traffic. Now then, where's Mitchell?
I told you, Gerald. I warned you. I said it was wrong. I said we should
have
nothing to do with it.
Don't stop.
Oh, Gerald,
let me think.
Oh, drop it all now. Let's leave him here in Scarborough. Go on, Gerald. Let's just go.
It's not such a bad idea.
Oh, Gerald, I'm so glad you made me so happy.
When I think of all that money I've put into this.
We'll be all right. We'll find something somewhere.
He knows us.
What?
That bloke. Locked up in there. A courier, Mitchell. He knows us now. He can identify us.
Gerald, it doesn't matter. Look, they'll never find us.
This isn't old Bill, darling. This isn't the coppers. This is DI6. They have their ways. If Mitchell's seen us, then they'll find us.
Oh, Gerald. Oh, what are we going to do? Where are you going?
I'm going to do him.
Oh, no, no,
I've got
Gerald,
to.
Don't. Oh.
To make sure he doesn't talk, Marnie.
Black, of all people.
Yeah, Black. Agent traffic. Double agent traffic, Rowan.
But he didn't sell out to the KGB.
No, went into business on his own, it seems. With these two.
Gerald Albright and Maureen, known as Marnie Davenport.
Yeah, I know them. All of them. Couple of small-time private agents, usually working industrial espionage.
Black pushed them into the big time.
Looks like it.
Is he safely away?
Black? Yeah. Locked up. Pending an investigation. No trouble.
And this is the address where they've got Mitchell and the case.
So, Blackstairs.
Then let's get there, Adam. Let's not waste another second.
No. Oh, no, Gerald. No, please.
You made me sick, you lot. First Black and now you. You're stabbing me in the back.
You can't kill him.
Oh, so we both go inside for a stretch. Oh. Aye, go inside. When it's DI-6, they throw away the key.
Gerald, I won't let you. I won't.
All I can say is...
No.
Look, listen to me. All I can say is, let's move then as far and as fast as we can.
Come on, hurry, will you?
I am worrying.
Car's just...
All right.
Oh, Gerald.
Who are you?
Back inside there, both of you. Move.
Oh. Where's the kiss, Miss Davenport?
It's over there.
So it is. They were going away and leaving it.
Yeah, frightened. I wonder why. Why, Albright? Doesn't matter. Mitchell. Where's Mitchell?
In that room. Keys on the table.
My dear Viv. Mitchell.
Who are you?
You're not Mitchell.
Yes, well, we changed, you see. Swapped over.
Where's Mitchell?
Dead. In Prague.
You're KGB.
Let me go.
Talk, mate. Talk. What's all this about?
Adam. Adam, is he all right? Mitchell is...
Here's the case. Don't do it. Don't open that case.
Great heavens.
Yeah. That's what would have happened to you if you'd opened that case.
A booby trap.
Set up by the KGB in Prague. They clobbered Mitchell and swapped cases. The blueprints were a set-up.
Oh, dear.
Would have worked, too. If Black hadn't heard about it and decided to go into business for himself.
It was a close thing, Adam.
Yeah, a close thing. Still, you didn't come out of it too badly.
What? Mitchell's dead and there are no blueprints. How on earth am I going to face Devenish?
Simple. Selling, you were testing the Prague network. You suspected a double. Look what you uncovered. Black and a KGB agent in one bag. He should give you a medal for that.
You think he'll buy it, Adam?
Of course he will. He'll go straight to the minister and tell him it was all his idea.
My Name is Adam Kane is written by Dale Cutts and directed by Margaret Heal.
My name's Adam Kane.